Everybody. This is the April 4th, 2018 morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
It's the new order.
Yes.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Colleagues, before we start, I want to make note of the fact that this is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And I had the privilege of hearing one of his children on the radio this week. And it was a really fantastic interview. And he talked about how people did not appreciate how radical or how revolutionary Dr. King really was. And he was so revolutionary in his views pertaining to nonviolent protest and pertaining to his vision of humanity that we still have not, 50 years later, lived up to the call that he put down for all of us. He preached about nonviolence, and he meant it in the true tradition of turning the other cheek. And he talked a lot about the philosophy of society that he called the beloved community. And that's always been really inspirational to me as somebody in a position of public leadership and public responsibility, this concept of the beloved community, one which is just, one which is equitable, one which is inclusive, one where economic prosperity would be shared. And he talked about all of those things individually and separately. And I've also been struck by his just unfailing optimism in humanity. And if you go back and you listen to his final sermons, he wasn't going to make it. He knew it. He knew he had gone to the mountaintop. He said he had, but he knew that he was not long for this world. That's my interpretation of his last sermon. But he still didn't lose that undying optimism and hope for humanity. And that should be an inspiration to all of us. And so I just didn't want this opportunity to go by on this 50th anniversary. Could we just please share a moment of silence to reflect? Thank you. I appreciate it. Carla,